22-11. Ethan Ostrowski has two fouls for the Evergreens. Starter Mitchell Zaronis has three fouls for Wausau West and two on Tim Deloy. And the Evergreens get the ball to start half number two. We thank the D.C. Everest Pep Band and Joe Finnegan. They've been entertaining for both of our games. Halftime sounds coming from them. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Ethan Ostrowski, Zion Turner, Brian Hallenbeck, Alex Studeman, and Jake Broadhagen, the starting five for the second half. The Evergreens have the ball. Play is back in. Hallenbeck to Studeman up high. Pass is almost thrown to the backcourt. Now down low, Zion Turner spins on the baseline short. Studeman fights for the offensive rebound. He's stripped, and he's fouled. Free throws coming up as Studeman did a good job battling after the Zion Turner miss in traffic. And the foul is on Logan White, who promptly picks up his second. So Studeman looks to get himself into the scorer's column. Had that game last week where Studeman had 17 points. Nice afternoon. Studeman has one now as he makes the free throw. Another one to come here. Got that one too. So the Evergreens get the first 2 points of the second half and push this up to 24-11. Here comes Wausau West. Yeah, West doesn't have anyone who qualifies as a standout. I mean, this is, you know, it's like the Burger Company. It's five guys. Different five on the floor from one time to another. Tim Deloy's got it. To the baseline, Antonio Williams, three, no good. Tipped out to Jake Broadhagen. And Wausau West hasn't gotten anything on the offensive boards. Hallenbeck across to Studeman, but his feet weren't set. Pass a little bit behind him. Ostrowski up high to Broadhagen down low. He's right underneath the cylinder. Jake got his man up in the air and missed from right underneath. Wausau West gets the ball back. It's a tough spot there for Broadhagen right underneath the cylinder. Wausau West almost turns it over in the corner. Nick Rausch gets it back to Deloy. Deloy looks to drive in on Broadhagen. That's a big on a small, but Deloy is much faster. Down low now, looking to back out is Logan White. Wow, he fades away. White gives away all of his height advantage when he does that. And Ostrowski gets the rebound on his miss. Need to be moving towards the basket if you're the taller player. Three from the near side. Studeman, good! Alex Studeman with a quick five. And the Evergreens, 27-11. 16 and a half to play in the ball game. Looking to drive in is Hartman. He's cut off. Settles for a long foul line jumper. Hartman, good. 27-13. The Evergreens by 14. Ostrowski hands it off to Zion Turner. Turner to the corner. Studeman again for another three. He's heating up. Studeman back-to-back trays. 30-13. So the Evergreens hit threes to West twos, and the lead grows even bigger, a 17-point lead. Antonio Williams guarded by Zion Turner. Turner backs off, and Williams gives up the ball. Wow, Williams could have gone right to the lead. Fouls here on Jake Broadhagen, and that's not a good call. Deloy had his arm out. Foul's going to be on Broadhagen, though. Didn't see it that way, Jake. And Wausau West is taking an early timeout. 15:45 to play in the game. Evergreens 30, Warriors 13. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. Wausau West gets the ball out of the timeout. An open three missing everything is Nick Rausch. That was ugly, but wow, it's out of bounds off Zion Turner. Zion got both of his hands out like he can't believe it. Zion is looking around about whether the referee will look at someone else for help here. And they're giving the ball to Wausau West. I think Zion is right there. They missed that call. Warriors get the ball inbounded in traffic to Hartman, who spins backwards. Studeman got him to change that shot. And we're going to have a loose ball foul here on Wausau West. So the Evergreens will get the ball back. Both teams have been very cold from the outside. Logan White picks up his third. And he goes to the bench. Peter Fowkes comes in. Evergreen Zion Turner to the front court. Broadhagen sets a screen for him. Zion gives it back to Jake. No look down low to Studeman, who scores. Studeman has a quick 10 points for the Evergreens. He's got all the scoring since halftime. 32-13. Feed the hungry kid. Back out for a long three. That's a miss for Fowkes off the bench. Zion Turner, long rebound. 3-on-2 coming back the other way. That's kicked by one of the Wausau West defenders. Turner was trying to bounce that to Hallenbach, who was filling the wing. Evergreens are going to make some substitutions here. Actually, the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. 15:05 to play in the game. It's 32-13. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you ever wanted to own a company? At Great Lakes Cheese, a leading supplier of private label cheese products, all employees are part owners through our employee stock ownership program. That means you get to share in the profits. We're looking for new employee owners to join our growing Great Lakes Cheese family in Wausau. Competitive pay and great benefits are waiting for you. Apply online at greatlakescheese.com/careers. Great Lakes Cheese is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Blackhawks!
Out of the timeout, the Evergreens have the ball, and they've outscored Wausau West 10-2 since halftime. No look to Keaton Edwards behind the three-point line. Nice bounce pass to Zion Turner. This is at the rim. Zion Turner was fouled, though. Keaton Edwards did a nice job feeding Zion Turner in the low post. Garrett Richard is called for the foul. Wausau West third team foul, and two free throws for Zion Turner, who finished the first half with 10 and now has 11. Basketball is brought to you by our website, Just for Everest Fans, everythingevergreens.com. Scores, podcasts, and articles on your favorite team. Brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Attorneys at Law, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Z has made his second free throw. It's 34-13. Baseline three for Wausau West. Too strong for Rickert. Tipped out by Studeman over to Zion Turner. Wausau West is back defensively. 34-13. Hallenbeck in traffic almost lost the ball. Keaton Edwards picks it up to Zion Turner over his head. Turned over. A 1-on-2 and dribbling the ball out of bounds off his foot is Mitchell Zaronis. That kind of game, you know, that kind of season for Wausau West. Zaronis had to back that out. He was the only guy, and the Evergreens had two defenders back. And before he could pull that out, dribbled it right off himself. Ethan Ostrowski will come out for the Evergreens. Colton Kielman comes in. 34-13. Studeman down low to Keaton Edwards at the rim. Keaton is fouled. Two free throws coming up for Keaton Edwards. So the Evergreens use that height advantage and feed the low post right away. That's Garrett Rickert's third foul. Team's fourth. Two free throws for Keaton Edwards. He makes the first. Basketball is brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. It's simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank. Brian Hallenbach will come out for a blow, and Braden Kinderman will come in. Keaton Edwards got both his free throws. That's good. Evergreens are 6-for-6 from the line in the second half. Not too shabby. 36-13. 14 minutes left in the ball game. It's been an ugly one. Wausau West, Peter Fowkes drives in. He's in traffic. He misses. Now, that's kind of a phantom foul on the Evergreens there, you think? That foul's on Keaton Edwards. Thought Keaton Edwards backed off there. Free throws coming up here. This is Logan White, who will shoot two. Makes his first. beg your pardon, not Logan White, Peter Foulkes. Second one coming. Evergreen's on a 14-3, now 14-4 run to open the half. Got both of his free throws. It is 36-15. You know, the Evergreens have had teams come back on them in the second half this year. Just want to make sure that you're all jammed up and jelly roll tight here. Zion Turner with his dribble, foul line, gives it off to Kinderman. Kinderman looks to drive in, goes back out to Colton Kielman. Kielman cut off, hands to Zion Turner, three, round and out, no good. Kielman crashing the boards, couldn't get it. Neither team's been effective on the offensive boards. Not a lot of second half points. Foulkes has the ball, picked up his dribble. Keaton Edwards comes to him. Zion Turner steals it with only Foulkes back. Zion Turner gets contact and it rolls off the rim. Zion was thinking about a three-point play there. Instead, Foulkes will get called for the foul. Zion Turner saw that his man was up in the air, initiated contact, but was unable to get the shot to go down. It's Wausau West's fifth team foul in the half. Zion Turner's first free throw is good. Brings Zion Turner up to 13 points for the night. A couple of substitutions in here. Nick Roush will come in. Foulkes will come out. Logan White's moving down to the low blocks to try and compete against Keaton Edwards. Second free throw for Zion Turner is good. So the Evergreens are 8-for-8 from the free throw line. Zion Turner's going to come out for a moment, and Cade Sievertson will come in. It's 38-15. Evergreens 23 to the good against an opponent that's just been struggling in the offensive part of this game. Max Helke over to Tim Deloy. Deloy is guarded there by Studeman. Settles for a long three. It just barely grazes the front of the rim and into the waiting arms of Keaton Edwards. Another one-and-done trip. Edwards with the board. Kinderman in the corner, back to Keaton Edwards. Edwards almost had his pocket pick. He retrieves that ball near the half-court stripe. And Keaton Edwards gives it over to Alex Studeman. Now to Kinderman. Keaton Edwards straight on three in the air, round and out, almost. Jacob Rapp into the game, gets the rebound. 12:45 left in the game. Evergreens up by a lot. Hallenbach and Ostrowski are about to come back in for the Evergreens. Not that they're really needed at this stage, just a little more work for two Everest starters. Driving in, kicking to the baseline, goes back out. Here comes a three for Garrett Reichert. He had two earlier, no good, and an offensive rebound on Wausau West. Wausau West, well, he's out on the court. He should get teed up for that. The Wausau West coach is two steps out onto the floor, disagreeing with the call. How could there not be a technical foul on that? Got to stay on the bench even when you don't like the call on Logan White, who's just picked up his fourth. I mean, how much of an argument are you going to make? Your team is down 38-15. Hallenbeck inbounds for the Evergreens. Evergreens will shoot. They'll be in the bonus for the rest of the game. Cade Sievertson to Kinderman. Over to Colton Kielman. The Ostrowski and Hallenbeck are back in. Zion Turner's resting on the bench still. The Evergreens will bring this game to under 12 minutes on this possession. Ostrowski to Kinderman, went off his hands into the backcourt, and backcourt violation. One of the Wausau West players was lunging for it. The Wausau West coach is still jawing over this. I believe he's going to be told to find a seat. Again, I mean, I get fighting every inch for your team, but this is a 38-15 game. Coach looks ridiculous when he's up arguing with the referees while his team can't put points on the board. Isaac McCauley is into the game. McCauley gets a touch for a moment, dribbling into traffic as Foulkes settles for a long, tough two, no good. A rare offensive rebound up and in for Isaac McCauley. And McCauley scores. And they said to the Evergreens, an inbounds violation, going to give the ball back to Wausau West. Evergreens, when they inbounded the ball, were either on or over the end line, so West will get the ball back. 38-17 on the make, still a 21-point game, and the inbounds pass is stolen by Sievertson for the Evergreens. Sievertson to the rim, and he scores. So Wausau West, just when there was a glimmer of hope there, turns the ball over immediately, 40-17. Boy, Wausau West has been good guests today. Goes back out to Isaac McCauley. The Wausau West student section is happy that the senior, who doesn't see a lot of playing time, is in. gives it over to Nick Roush. That's what they're making the noise about. Roush drives in. Elbow. That should be an offensive foul. It is. Nick Roush pushed off and staggered the Everest defender back and got called for. That's the correct call there. Could make it all the way up here. 11-11 left, and it's 40-17. To put some perspective on the 17, the Evergreens had 22 at halftime. And Wausau West has not yet broken 20. 11 minutes left in the game. Down low to Keaton Edwards, double-teamed. Goes back out to Keelman. That's the smart play. Keelman gives it back to Ostrowski. The Evergreens will reset. Brian Hallenbeck calls a set play. Hallenbeck with his dribble over to Sievertson. Sievertson now flashing up high as Kinderman. Kinderman surveys to Hallenbeck, who directs traffic. Keaton Edwards outside the low blocks. Was looking for Kinderman filling in. Edwards now plays with his back to the basket, back to Hallenbeck. Drives to the corner. Ostrowski, three ball in the air. No good. Keaton Edwards, offensive rebound, too strong. Misses at the rim. Kinderman rebound. Ball is loose on the floor. Evergreens pick it up. Ostrowski to Hallenbeck. Over to Sievertson. Extra pass to Keaton Edwards. He's fouled, and he scores. Hustle and unselfish for the Evergreens. Great ball movement there. Edwards will get himself to the free throw line. Hallenbeck or Kinderman could have taken that shot. Isaac McCauley's called for the foul. Kinderman will come out and Zion Turner will come back in. Zion may just have one more shift on the floor here before his night is done. You don't want to risk injury in a game that's a blowout now. Keaton Edwards is going to the three-point play. Look at that. Keaton's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And it's 43-17. Double team down low. Stripped by Ostrowski to Hallenbeck. 3-on-2. Kicked by the Wausau West defender. Nick Roush. So the Evergreens tried to push that up. 3-on-2. Ostrowski will inbound. 10:07 left in the game. 43-17. Inbounds to Hallenbeck, who is forced backwards. Hallenbeck is fouled. That'll be a 1-on-1. Hallenbeck was going to pass down low to Keaton Edwards. He was staggered backwards. I believe that's on McCauley, who will pick up his second. It is. 1-1 for the Evergreens, who are 9-for-9 from the free throw line in the second half. And Hallenbeck is looking for his first point since halftime. We'll try and keep the good vibe going. Ball is live on a miss. Good. And Hallenbeck will get one more. We're sponsored by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive. Until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. Hallenbeck gets his second free throw. He now has 10. 45-17. Isaac McCauley stays in the game, just stolen by Keaton Edwards. Edwards behind the back, ahead to Sievertson, who is bodied up. The Evergreens go back out. They'll reset. Smart by Sievertson. No need to push. Goes to Zion Turner. 9:40. Now down low to Keaton Edwards, who is pushed as he received that ball. Yeah, McCauley is tall but is skinny and is having trouble matching up with Keaton Edwards, who's just more broad-shouldered. Keaton Edwards is kind of moving McCauley around, who's picked up a third. Double bonus now, so Keaton Edwards will get two free throws. Misses it. Evergreens' first miss from the line in the second half. And the Evergreens will take Ostrowski out. Cooper Bradfish comes in. So the Evergreens begin to use some reserve players in this 45-17 game. 46-17 now. Wausau West still has only 6 points in the second half. 11 in the first and 6 so far. Mitchell Zaronis brings this up. Zaronis, bounce pass in traffic, almost turned over. Secured there by Max Helke. Helke dribbled. Ball is loose. Kind of a reach-in foul. I think this is on the Evergreens. It is. Cooper Bradfish will be called for the foul after coming into the game. Only the team's third. Wausau West will inbound underneath. 46-17, inbounded way up high to Logan White. Given in, driving, contact, and Mitchell Zaronis, a starter, is going to get to the free throw line for the first time. Zion Turner fouled him. Zion Turner's second. Zaronis was in the act. Two free throws coming. Evergreen's up by a lot. First free throw is no good, so Zaronis, a Wausau West starter, still not in the scorer's column. When these teams met first time, it was a much more competitive 73-53 game. Second free throw, good. Zaronis finally gets a friendly roll. Wausau West has one basket from the floor and three free throws. They're only scoring in the second half. Cooper Bradfish has in the corner design, turn to Hallenbach. No look down low to Cooper Bradfish. Oh, he was too open. He missed at the rim. No one followed Cooper Bradfish underneath. He got the ball back from Hallenbach and missed underneath. Wausau West gets the ball to the baseline. Tim Deloy, three. Good for Tim Deloy. And Wausau West will take a timeout. The three gets them to 21. And Wausau West indicating that this will be a full timeout. Just under 9 minutes to play in the game. It is 46-21. So even with the three, the Evergreens are still, what, 25 to the good. I know that we have a weekend off. There are no Everest sports broadcasts coming up this weekend. And we are quiet on Monday, too. Our next Everest coverage will be D.C. Everest against Marshfield. By the way, that game on Tuesday night will be here at the Fieldhouse. It'll be on tape delay because first we have the East-West basketball doubleheader. So East girls against Wausau West at 6. East boys against Wausau West at 8. And then the Everest game around 9:45 or 10 o'clock. We're going to keep you up late for that game against Marshfield. That'll be an interesting rematch. The Evergreens beat the Tigers by 3 earlier, and the Tigers now are ahead of D.C. Everest in the standings. So that's a game that the Evergreens will have their eye on, and they'll get a couple of practices in between now and then, too. Evergreens will be looking for that to try and climb up in the standings. Everest gets the ball out of the timeout. 46-21. Here's Keaton Edwards. Keelman down low, foul on Marshfield. He's coming down low to Cooper Bradfish, and Bradfish going to get two free throws here. That foul's on Peter Fowkes. So Cooper Bradfish, who missed an uncontested layup a couple minutes ago, don't worry, shake that off. Got a chance to get himself into the scorer's column with two free throws, the first of which is no good. Wausau West is making a substitution. Fowkes will come back into the game. Brian Hallenbach is out for the Evergreens, and Alex Studeman is in. And Cooper Bradfish makes his second. Coops got 1 point. 47-21. 8:45 until the merciful final horn in this game. Roush goes back out. Logan White, long two, ugly, hit the underside of the rim. Long rebound for the Evergreens, almost thrown out of bounds. Long pass from Studeman, saved by Keaton Edwards along the baseline. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Antonio Williams, all the way to Zaronis, who scores down at the other end. Williams sent that down the floor where Zaronis was all alone. 47-23. Well, at least the points are coming a little bit easier for Wausau West. Keaton Edwards holding over to Zion Turner. Turner three, high, arcing. Good! Zion Turner. Z's first three, 50-23. Under eight to play. Zaronis picks up a three that's blocked. Blocked by the Evergreen Studeman, and Studeman gets the ball back to the rim, scores. Studeman switched to the left hand and scored. So Studeman doing a lot of good things there. Studeman's got 12 and all in the second half, 52-23. Along the baseline, Antonio Williams running shot fouled. Free throws coming up. Who's the guilty party here? Zion Turner, who has picked up his third, team's fifth. And Antonio Williams, who has 1 point. A free throw in the first half, is still at 1 point as he front rims his free throw. Zion Turner went over to the bench like he was coming out. He was just talking with the Evergreens coach today. Jerry Poggle is running the team. Rocky Bolden's been sick the last couple of games. Zaronis' second free throw, missed them both. Cooper Bradfish gets the rebound. To Zion Turner, 7.5 left in the game. Evergreen's feed down low to Keaton Edwards. Go back out. Cooper Bradfish. And over to Studeman. Studeman feeds Zion Turner in traffic. Zion is fouled. Double bonus. Non-shooting, but 2 3 throws coming up for Zion. Foul is on Ryan Hartman. And Zion Turner misses his first free throw. That's Zion's first miss at the free throw line. He's 6 of 7. He's got one more coming. Cade Sievertson will come out. Colton Kielman will come in. Evergreens have had Hallam back and Ostrowski and Broadhagen on the bench for an extended period. Zion Turner's second free throw is good. It's 53-23. The Evergreens are now on their biggest lead of the night. A 30-point bulge here for the Trees over the Warriors. Helke has it. Pass to the near side, Logan White. White drive on Keaton Edwards, spins. Wow, he shook Keaton Edwards down low, and Logan White scores. Only his second basket of the night. Zion Turner quickly to the front court. Leads it back to Cooper Bradfish, back to Zion Turner. Evergreen's in no hurry. They'll work around for a good shot. Colton Kielman gives it back off to Cooper Bradfish. Under 7 minutes to play now. Bounce down low. Edwards tried to get that to Bradfish. It's out of Bradfish's reach and turned over. 53-25. The Evergreens just seem like they're in the safety zone here. Hartman's got it for Walsall West. Over to Tim Deloy. Deloy is guarded by Kielman. Gives it back out to Antonio Williams. Zion Turner playing with three fouls. Not that it matters. Is on him. Back out to Ryan Hartman. Goes back out to Deloy. Deloy should have let the three fly there. He was open. Why not? Over to Logan White. White is guarded by Keaton Edwards on the switch off. Again, Walsall West trying to run half-court offense. The Evergreens, here comes a three, just kind of hoisted there. Zaronis, short. Long rebound out at half-court. A hustle play for Antonio Williams. Williams comes back the other way, scooping to the rim. Too strong. He missed. Tried to split defenders, Bradfish and Kielman. And Bradfish gets the rebound. Back to Zion Turner. Turner looks to drive in on Williams. Hangs at the rim. A friendly roll for Zion Turner over Antonio Williams. 55-25. Williams brings it up on Zion Turner to the corner now. And Helke. Helke goes back out. Over to Hartman. Down low now, Deloy. Keaton Edwards is on him. Double team knocked away. Deloy picks it back up. Blocked from behind. Wow, that was clean. Oh, wow. Clean as a bald-headed man's scalp there. The Evergreens are going to get called for a block. Alex Studeman. Shouldn't be. Free throws coming up for Logan White. Doesn't matter. 55-25. As the Warriors cautiously approach 30 points. And the first free throw from Logan White is a miss. Kind of wish the Everest student section wouldn't make the noise during the free throw. This is already a one-sided game. Keaton Edwards comes out. Cooper Bradfish comes out. Jake Broadhagen in. And Ethan Ostrowski in for the Evergreens. Ostrowski hasn't scored in today's game. So a little more work for Ethan. Second free throw. That's a miss too. Rebound to Colton Kielman. So Walsall West is 3 of 8 from the foul line in the second half. That doesn't help the cause either. Zion Turner pull up, goes back out to Ostrowski, who holds. 5.5 left in the game. Zion Turner feeds in the lane to Studeman, goes back out. Zion Turner, 3 in the air, good. Zion Turner playing for stats now. Z's got 23 points. Open shot, don't blame him for taking it. 58-25. Along the baseline, Ryan Hartman steps in after he got Ostrowski up in the air. It's a miss. And big Jake Broadhagen up to get the rebound and clear the boards for the Evergreens to Zion Turner. Turner still in go mode. Pulls it up, gives it to Broadhagen. Back to Turner, straight on three again. No good off the back bracket. West gets the rebound, Ryan Hartman. Evergreens lead by 33. Logan White to the corner now. Helke for a three off the back bracket. Up goes Jake Broadhagen, rebound. To Zion Turner, 3-on-3 at the Evergreen. Push Turner to the rim, a block, no, an offensive foul on Zion Turner. You know what I don't like about that is the defender was moving. Zion initiated the contact, but the defensive player was not set either. And Zion Turner gets called for his fourth. That's probably not a good call. 58-25. So Wausau West, again, has got a very small... I mean, the problem is that Wausau West just doesn't have a standout. They don't have a scorer to go to. And up comes Logan White. White goes over. I mean, they're giving a lot of underclassmen a chance to play, but, I mean, who's going to blossom in years to come into their scorer? Wausau West also doesn't have any height, so you don't have someone to turn around here. This ball's turned over, saved before going into the backcourt to Helke. Open for a three is Isaac McCauley. It's short. Zion Turner gets the rebound. Turner had it knocked away from behind. Ball's loose in front of the Everest bench. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Wausau West player trailing that play knocked it out of bounds, and the Evergreens will keep it, and they'll inbound in the half court. 4:01 left. Alex Studeman comes out. Studeman's done for the day. Studeman kind of fired the Evergreens in the second half. He hits 12 points overall, all since halftime. Ostrowski stays in, and Jamison Morgan comes into the Evergreens. Jamison Morgan roams down low. Ostrowski has it. Morgan's on the low blocks to Colton Keelman, who hangs. Keelman tried to pass that into the corner to the spot that Jamison Morgan had just vacated, so it's turned over. 3:49 to play. Wausau West going to make some more substitutions here. Peter Foulkes will come back in. Logan White will go out. This was a 22-11 game at halftime. And, you know, it was the Evergreens that got off to a slow start. Everest didn't score for the first 5:55 of the game. But Wausau West didn't make hay while the sun was shining. They led only 6-0. Then Wausau West went 13 minutes in the first half without scoring. The Evergreens have not looked back since. Ball's in the corner for West. Back out to Nick Roush. 3.5 left. Driving in Peter Foulkes. Foulkes to the rim. Fouled. Pretty hard foul, which the West student section reacts to. Two free throws coming up here as Ethan Ostrowski has picked up his third foul. In the act of shooting, so Peter Foulkes will shoot two free throws, and he gets the first to go through. And one more free throw coming. This has got to be a really tough experience for Wausau West. They're going to lose their 12th straight game here. Haven't won since December 5th. Second free throw is good. 58-27. It says something for these kids who lace them up for practice and come out for the varsity game. Perseverance noted. Jamison Morgan. Evergreens are about to make another substitution. Zion Turner hanging in the lane off the front of the rim. No good. Wausau West gets the foul. Jump ball. Ethan Ostrowski just tied it up with Peter Foulkes. And the arrow points to Wausau West. I believe Zion Turner is coming out here. No, Ostrowski is coming out. Unrostered 42 comes into the Evergreens. Who's that? Not sure. Under 3 minutes to play, so it may not matter. Wausau West gets the ball back. Here's Isaac McCauley into the corner. Tim Deloy. Back out now, almost losing the handle on that was Foulkes. Foulkes looks to drive in, settles for a long two. That's good. A two for Foulkes, who now has 8 to lead the Warriors. 58-29, Zion Turner, 3, no good. Long rebound, Evergreens can't squeeze it. Nick Roush comes away with the ball. Well, the Warriors have it under 30. It does not matter, though. Open for a 3 is McCauley off the back bracket. No good. Hard off the rim, Zion Turner gets the rebound. Turner in transition to Broadhagen, back out to Z. 3 ball, good for Zion Turner. Zion Turner for the Evergreens. And Everest calls a timeout. Zion Turner to 26 points. Zion Turner has moved into the DC Everest record books on that step back three that explains why the Evergreens were keeping him in the lineup. The Evergreens wanted to get him over the 26-point mark. The make makes it 61-29, and now Zion Turner will go over to the bench. And we'll get to enjoy the rest of the night. Braden Kinderman's going to come in for him. I wish I knew for sure what the milepost was for Zion Turner. He got 26 points. The team immediately called timeout, and they're congratulating him. I mean, Zion didn't play varsity in his freshman or sophomore year. Played a little bit of varsity off the bench in his sophomore years. Zion setting a scoring mark would have to be for this season, not for his career, because Zion... That's Zion Turner's 1,000th point. So congratulations, Zion Turner. And thank you down at the PA for announcing that. Zion wanted to make sure there wasn't any confusion. He was pointing up here to our broadcast spot. We've got it now. 1,000 points for Zion Turner. Congratulations, Z. We only know what they tell us. And Zion Turner will be all smiles on the bench for the rest of the time. Wausau West has the ball. Go under 2 minutes to play on this possession. Max Helke gives over to Gerrard, and now back over to Helke again. Isaac McCauley's got it. McCauley, a foul along the baseline. It's on the Evergreens. It's going to be a 1-1 here. That's who that foul is on. That foul is on Logan Ebersole, who's coming to the game for the Evergreens. It is McCauley who will shoot the 1-1. And the first free throw is good, so we'll get another. McCauley gets one more here. And that's good, too. So McCauley's up to 4 points for the night. 61-31. 1:45 left in the game. Evergreens get this over to Braden Kinderman. The Evergreens work around to Ebersole. Ball is turned over. Thrown into the Everest bench. And Wausau West will get it back. 1:37 left. Evergreens big tonight, so we'll be all smiles today. Evergreens have won 3 of their last 4, but this is a conference win. During the 3-for-4 streak, 2 of those games were non-conference, so they don't help you in the standings. This win's going to get the Evergreens back to 4-4 in league play, maybe something to build on. Isaac McCauley straight on 3, good. 61-34. 1:10 left until we go final. The Evergreens give this over to Jamison Morgan. Over to Braden Kinderman. And now under 1 minute to play. Jamison Morgan goes down low in traffic to Ebersole, who flings that towards the rim off the front of the iron. No good. Gerrard gets the rebound and hands it off to Nick Rausch. Maybe that was the Evergreens' final offensive possession here. Fowkes drives in. He's in traffic. Fowkes is fouled with 45 seconds left. He was shooting. Free throws coming up for Fowkes. Jamison Morgan has been called for the foul. Double bonus. He was in the act of shooting, though, so 2 free throws here. Free throw is good. Evergreens have led by as many as 32 tonight. And the second free throw from Fowkes is good. So the Everest lead is at 25 right now. 61-36. Wausau West will not get to 40 in tonight's game. 35 seconds left and the clock is moving. The Evergreens have Anthony King in. Anthony King handling the ball to Ebersole, to Kinderman. And now over to Cade Sievertson, who's got it for the Evergreens. Well, King was open on a screen. Wouldn't have blamed him for taking the shot. We're down to 20 seconds, beg your pardon. No, we don't want another 2 minutes on the clock for this one. It's been a kind of ugly game. The Evergreens are just going to pull the ball out. Cade Sievertson will wind the clock down to 10 seconds. The Evergreens are not going to take a final shot here. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. 61-36 winners over Wausau West. A lopsided game and low output for the last place Warriors. Congratulations to the Evergreens, Zion Turner, who scores his 1,000th career point. Zion Turner was high man, unofficially at 32 points. We'll take a break and we'll tally up our scorecard in what is a lopsided win as the Everest boys sweep the season series from Walsall West. Again, our final score is 61-36. Back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need: cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Smile. My name is Sarah. I work for Dvorny Orthodontics. I have worked for Dr. Dvorny for 6.5 years. I had an adult patient come in. She came in, she was nervous. She wouldn't talk at all, wouldn't smile. I asked her what she didn't like about her teeth, and she told me everything. She always wanted braces, never had the ability to get them. And then once we treated her, you could see that confidence come out slowly but surely throughout treatment. Every time she would come in, she would smile a little bit more, smile a little bit more. At the very end, when we took her braces off, I mean, she was totally changed, totally different person from the first day I met her to the day that she left. Total transformation. It's not just about giving them pretty teeth. It's about changing their life and giving them their confidence back. I love my job because I get to work with children, adults, people of all ages, and help change their lives. Dvorny Orthodontics, locations in Wausau, Anagul, Wittenberg, and Merrill. Call Dvorny Orthodontics for your free consultation, 715-842-5688.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the $3.99 6-inch steak and cheese sandwich. How would you like it?
Can I have it with an auctioneer, please?
Sure thing.
Hey, give me $3.99, $3.99, one sandwich bid, now two, now three, only $3.99 each. We're talking tender, juicy steak and melted cheese with crisp veggies and your favorite sauce and your choice of freshly baked bread. The $3.99 6-inch steak and cheese, going once, going twice. Hey, sold for $3.99 to the hungry guy in the front of the line. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
We all want more for less, and Spectrum delivers. Spectrum TV includes your favorite sports channels and thousands of titles free on demand. With satellite, you need special equipment just to watch on demand. Call 833-302-8998. And Spectrum Internet has speeds of 100 megabits. Get Spectrum TV and Internet from $89.98 a month. Best of all, with Spectrum, there are no contracts. We'll even buy out your current contract up to $500. Call 833-302-8998. Comparison based on DirecTV.com and Dish.com as of 10/25/18. Visit Spectrum.com for offer restrictions and details.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens and Walsall West Warriors have split a girls' and boys' basketball doubleheader. In the earlier game, the Walsall West girls were 49-35 winners. And in the nightcap, which went final just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens defeat the Walsall West boys 61-36. This was a 22-11 game at halftime. Everest leading scorer is Zion Turner, 26 points. His last three before being pulled from the game got him to 1,000 points for his D.C. Everest basketball career. Congratulations, Zion Turner. Alex Studeman had 10. I beg your pardon, Studeman has 12 all in the second half. Ryan Hallenbach with 10. Mm-hmm. 9 for Keaton Edwards. Mm-hmm. And 2 points each for Cade Sievertson and for Braden Kinderman. Walsall West was led by Peter Fowkes with only 10 points. Isaac McCauley off the bench with 7 all in the second. 4 points for Logan White. 3 points each for Mitchell Zaronis, Tim Deloy, and Max Helke. And 1 point for Antonio Williams. Again, the Evergreens did not score in this game until 5 minutes and 55 seconds in. But Walsall West led only 6-0. Walsall West went for more than 13 minutes from the midway to the closing moments of the first half without scoring. A 13-minute dry spell. And the Evergreens led 22-11 at halftime. The Evergreens got the lead up to as many as 32 and outscored Walsall 39-25 in the second half. The Warriors find themselves on a 12-game losing streak. They fall to 0-8 in league play and 2-14 overall. With the Evergreens' victory, they are now 11-5 overall and get back to 500 in Valley Conference play. They are 4-4. The Evergreens' next game will be on Tuesday. They'll be at home against the Marshfield Tigers, a team that the Evergreens will be looked to moving on top of in the standings. That game will be on tape delay after the East-West basketball doubleheader. By the way, we will post the podcast immediately at everythingevergreens.com. The tape delay game should be on air around 9:30 or 9:45 on Tuesday night. So again, you'll see the Evergreens Tuesday night. If you're coming out to see it live, it'll be a 7:15 tap. And if you can't, you will hear it on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Again, repeating our final scores. Game 1, the Walsall West girls defeat DC Everest 49-35 on a night that Maddie Shires of the Warriors became the Walsall West girls basketball all-time leading scorer. In the nightcap, the Everest boys defeat Walsall West 61-36 on a night that Zion Turner scores the 1,000th point of his career. That wraps up our basketball coverage tonight from the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for joining us, and good night, everybody.